Hi, it's Greg and Lucky.
And this is our podcast. If you don't catch us from 5 to 9, this is what you missed.
Welcome to Monday, the 8th.
Right.
Anything exciting happening today?
Yeah. Good napping day.
I'll probably sleep right through. There's a very good chance I won't see or even know it's happening.
Well, the only thing is it's supposed to happen here around like 3 in the afternoon. So you're usually up.
Yeah, I'm
making up dinner by then.
Getting my groceries figured out.
So yeah. you'll likely see just the darkness start to ensue. So what happens here is the moon crosses in front of the sun, right? So that at one point, and the moon will cross quite close relatively to the Earth. Mm. And so it will completely block out the sun in the mid-afternoon, making it dark. Now, in this area, it's going to be cloudy. Chance of showers. You probably won't get a good view of the eclipse happening. But if there is, you know, the danger for most and why they've taken, PA days as a result of this and everything is because if you look directly at it without proper eye protection, you can really damage your eyes.
It's like an eclipse in my life every day. The darkness is just there.
So. True.
This is just another day that ends in Y for me.
And cloud.
The weekend was absolutely gorgeous. Yes. And I was out running around. And so I got a fair viewing, a lot of one of my biggest pet peeves, as we know, the pickup trucks.
Mm.
And I saw an example of why they drive me crazy. When a guy in a very small Plaza parking lot needed his Winnebago size pickup truck to grab a pizza slice. So that's what we need at this point. It's
right.
A pickup truck for a pizza slice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm workshopping a character because I also noticed that a lot of these dudes driving these pickup trucks all look the same.
It's okay.
A baseball cap.
Right.
Beard, some sort of outdated sunglass. And I don't have, I'm thinking I'm going to call him Bo. I'm thinking.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, Bo. And again, just workshopping it, but he's kind of like this.
Pickup truck. Does Bo appear to be a farmer of any sort?
Ask Bo any question you want.
All right.
Go ahead.
Bo, are you a farmer?
Pickup truck. Pickup. Me and my brothers.
It's kind of a Hulky Hogan kind of thing.
My brothers at 2-4 with my brothers in my pickup truck.
Got a little bit of Macho Man going on in there, too.
And then when he, because it takes him a while to think of his next phrase, he just...
Pickup truck. I drive a pickup truck.
People who've listened to Ed the Sock all night long are thinking you're not far off of that voice either.
Pickup truck. I drive a
It doesn't a help pickup truck. That whoever the hell designs parking lots for plazas these days has really fallen in love with the island.
Well, yeah, I'm going to say that I'm going to blame the auto industry before I blame the parking lots because
right.
These trucks, I go back and look at a truck from, I don't know, 2010 maybe.
Yeah, even. Much smaller.
Somewhere along the way, they've just gotten insanely huge.
Well, it's because it's gone from I need this for the truck bed to haul stuff around to I need the truck bed and I need a cab big enough to fit 15 people in.
And a pizza slice.
Don't
forget the pizza slice. Moron guy. It took him longer to figure out how to park this Winnebago than it took for the pizza place to make the pizza. Six cars backed up behind him trying to get in because, you know, he owns the world.
Pickup truck.
Unbelievable. It is my newest, biggest pet peeve. And as soon as I... Now that I lock in on them, now I just see them everywhere.
Right, yes.
And they immediately drive me insane. And I think, I don't have any facts on this. I haven't done the research. I don't know that it's true, but I believe it is. Out of 100% of pickup trucks out there, I'm going to say 57% are actually used for any sort of business.
Hmm. I would think you're probably high on that list.
Maybe. I'm trying to be a little generous.
All right. I think that is generous.
37%. The rest of you are just using them for pizza slices. It's, and enjoy, like, I don't get it. Because in my mind, if I just drove a, if I owned a pickup truck, what's the one complaint I've heard so many people say when they own a truck?
Everyone wants to borrow it.
Yeah, or everybody wants you to help them help move them their old fridge.
Yep. What, well, but that's the difference now, is these, the new ones and the big ones, people don't work in them. Like, you wouldn't want to scratch the bed, so you're not going to take junk in it.
Pickup truck and my brother's. Got a brother with a pickup truck. Case of beer, a brother. Where's my baseball cap?
I have found my people. One in seven of us have zero interest in the eclipse. Come with me, my people, and let's just live in our little world of zero interest in anything.
Well, I was going to say, it's not that you have zero interest in the eclipse. You just have zero interest in just about anything.
I would say, and I think this is probably one of the reasons why I get so crazy about hockey and the cult of that game, is that I have a lot of little interests in a lot of different things.
Right.
I'm just not over the moon. About any one particular thing.
Okay.
You know, like, I'm just not just, my whole world has to be, say, golf or something, or my whole world is just about macrame. I do love it. Yeah. I just don't get it. I get just a little perturbed when people are just all in on one thing.
Gotcha. I understand. I think I'm somewhat similar, where I don't necessarily go over the moon or again, or all in on certain things. Of course, I'm a bigger fan of sports, and perhaps closer to it than many. But even with golf, like, if people look at me like a golf crazy, like, no, there were people golfing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. It's not warm enough for that.
No, and I guess the season for me, anyhow, with golf is, I guess after the Masters, I always kind of feel, okay, now it's game on.
Let's get out and play. The Masters goes this weekend.
That's right. Yeah.
And I'm getting ready for the golf season. I'm going to see our friends at TaylorMade tomorrow.
Yeah.
And get ready for golf season, but I'm not, you know, out there all can't wait to play and die hard, got to be on there. And even with hockey too. Well, yes, I'm immersed in it. I work in it, but I mean, I'm not watching it constantly. Or following it.
I think more you might than, be a little delusional about that.
But those who are like hardcore fans, like, I've never traveled to pay money to go to a hockey game.
No. But that's just because you're cheap.
But, yes. But I'm not that diehard.
And either. Lazy.
This too. I've got a lot of faults, Craig. You want to keep going through all of them? It's going to be a long show. But there are those people, and you find them, that when they get into something, they're diving into it. Like, it is full on. And then it lasts for like a couple of months or a couple of years. And then you never hear them speak of it again.
That's very true.
Because they're on to the next thing.
Yeah, that's very true. There are people who get really caught up in a hobby or something and then just can't stop. And a buddy of mine, I think, like, growing up with food, I remember him being this way, where, like, he would get on to scrambled eggs or something, and it would be all he wanted to eat, you know, three meals a day, and then all of a sudden, done with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I've had some like wine. Like, oh, get into the wine game. We're going to become a sommelier all of a sudden.
Right.
And then, you know, well, they die usually, but it'd be, but, or they just kind of just, you know, move on to something that is whiskey and all sorts of rye and stuff.
Yeah. I guess you could say I have a real passion for wine, but yeah, I'm not one who's got to have the best. I mean, I drink adult juice boxes of wine. I don't.
You have a passion for the buzz of wine.
I love the buzz of alcohol. Yes, I certainly certainly do.
But you won't turn your nose up at certain wines.
Oh, no, not at all.
And you're not in there making it yourself and telling people it's the best thing ever.
Yeah, no, no, not at all. The only thing, of course, that I am the king of and the greatest is meatballs. Yeah, but we don't need to go back to that. We just all know that that's true. Anyhow, for those of us who have zero interest, then just keep your head down. It'll be over before you know it. But many are into it so much so that they're traveling and on the road, and Niagara Falls seems to be the hot spot for the eclipse here in, well, certainly in Ontario anyhow. And 35,000 people were asked about seeing the total eclipse, and a quarter said they'll probably catch it but don't have any specific plans. Another quarter said they'll miss it, but they wish they could witness it. Perhaps they're working, doing whatever. And as
you don't have a window? You don't have a...
Well, maybe they're in surgery.
Maybe.
You know. And yeah, as I said, many just saying, eh, I don't care.
You want to go back to the meatballs for a second?
Yeah.
I think I understand some of your disdain for me in the hockey.
Mm.
Because I've had so many people come up to me about you and these flipping meatballs. Like, oh, Craig, it was a really good... Yeah, the guy rolled some meat, and it was fine.
I have one thing.
Beat one guy.
I have one thing in my life that worked out for me, and you can't have it. Unbelievable. On top of your laziness, your absolute selfishness, and out-of-control ego.
Like, yeah, you made a decent meatball. It was fine. I don't know. You beat one guy
in like a
one-on-one meatball competition.
One-off event, and I haven't had 100 people come to me and go, oh, Lucky's doing play-by-play. Isn't that great? And I hear it all the time. And you can't suck it up for my meatballs.
Oh, I suck it up. But I'm just saying.
Unbelievable.
I hear it now.
And now that we've gone back in this direction, let me tell you, you can go on and on about how you're not addicted to hockey. You are by far so ingrained and buried into it, and you can tell me you don't watch games. Your whole world is 100% hockey.
Hmm. Not 100%.
Come on. Come on now.
98.2.
Come clean with a friend. Cannot believe you. My one thing. You know I've got nothing.
Well, no, I give you credit. You won a meatball competition.
It's upset you that people are talking about it.
I'm just hearing it.
You had enough of hearing about it.
It's like, all right, yeah, you won a meatball competition.
I'm never going to be in another one again. But for as long as I work with you, there's going to be another NHL season and another people who want to sniff your jock strap, just like you sniff hockey players' jock straps. And I also recently heard the reason why you're not calling more games is because the players have really had enough of you whispering sweet nothings in their ear. They're not interested in you that way, Lucky.
Right.
You're not their type. We got the eclipse today, and many people are traveling for a chance to see the total eclipse, and a lot of people heading to Niagara Falls. Be aware of that tourist tax they try to hoop you with.
You think today you won't have one?
They're going to make a lot of money.
I heard there were like rooms last night were like $3,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's insane.
It's Niagara. Insane.
A lot of people were asking, about 35,000 people were asked about the eclipse, and it's a quarter say they'll probably catch it but don't have any specific plans. Another about a quarter say they'll miss it but they wish they could witness it. And then he said no plans to see it, no interest at all. I kind of tend to feel like I fall in that camp. Like, okay, if I happen to have a moment, I don't have the glasses. I haven't prepared anything. So
right.
I'm not, my game plan is just to kind of stay indoors and ignore it. But, yeah, many are like, eh, whatever. Eh. And I'm not really into it. So we'll see what happens.
I mean, you gotta be really into to be traveling to go see it.
Right.
And listen, we know Lee Eckley here at the station is a huge fan.
He's already staring up.
Yeah. He's
what's going on?
What day is it today? and so might be one where, you know, he really wants to get the perfect viewing. I think in this area, like the GTA, you'll get like a 98% full eclipse.
Right.
So if you're traveling, you know, to Niagara, I guess Kingston is along that path as mm-hmm. well. You're looking to get 2% better or coverage. But it is a very rare event.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, to have a full solar eclipse like this, and it, you know, doesn't come around all that often, and in when we're in the path of totality too.
The in the States, one of the airlines is offering up, I think it's a flight from Houston to Detroit, so you basically get to follow the whole thing.
Oh.
And it's like $1,100 a seat one way.
Right.
And you wonder, well, what happens to the poor dude who pays this money to do this flight to see the eclipse, and he gets stuck in the middle, and the dude at the window decides to pull the shade. I'll have a nap. Anyhow.
I think the last time we had one, it wasn't full, but it was like 2017, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when Trump was up staring into it.
That's right. That's right.
So don't stare into it. That's the key.
There's usually an eclipse every time he walks in front of the sun.
And they say, by the way, if you look at it through binoculars or a telescope or something like that today, if you don't have the proper protection for that, it's instant eye damage.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you bought, are you guys preparing as a family?
We bought a couple of glasses for the kids, right. Just assuming that there'd be something to look at, but I'm not sure with the forecast whether or not there will.
Back in 17, when we had the other big eclipse, there was a brief but significant jump in accidents. It was about a 30% jump, which is about an extra crash every 25 minutes.
That's
or so.
Pretty big, 30%.
Yeah. Most of these weren't caused by the eclipse itself. It was people, the extra traffic, people traveling to go see it, and people driving unfamiliar routes, and people speeding to get to their viewing area.
Gotcha.
Getting distracted by the eclipse itself, pedestrians viewing the eclipse from the side of the road, and more drunk drivers because of eclipse related celebrations. We will take a drink for any reason. What would be your drink of choice during the eclipse?
Black Russian.
Yeah, you think so?
Something dark.
Yeah.
Moody.
Yeah. Just like my ex-wife. It's a classic joke. Somebody told me years ago, and I've used it every now and then, if you go into like a diner or something and you... How would you like your eggs, sir? And I'll say, over easy, just like my ex-wife. How do you like your coffee? Dark and murky, just like my ex-wife. So the deal here with the solar eclipse is it occurs when the sun and the moon and the earth all align, and the moon then casts a shadow over the earth. Everybody on this part of the planet will see at least a partial eclipse today if you have clear skies. And a solar eclipse can cause a sunset-like glow in every direction called a 360-degree sunset, which you might notice during this eclipse. That effect is caused by light from the sun in areas outside the path of the total eclipse and only lasts as long as the totality. Totality is such a...
Cool word.
It's a cool word, but it also sounds like the end of something.
The path of totality.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like some song a metal band would sing.
Totality.
Speaking of singing.
That sounds like a Megadeth song, really.
It does. And speaking of singing, of course, this afternoon, Doug Elliott, the Afternoon Delight, will be playing the entire Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Right, yes.
So you can listen to that whilst enjoying the eclipse. Most places along the center line of the eclipse path will see a total duration between 3.5 and 4 minutes.
Okay.
Now, I heard also an interesting little fun fact. So Bonnie Tyler's total eclipse of the heart.
Yes.
Is like 4 minutes and 27 seconds or something. And the eclipse is supposed to last like a second longer. Or
right.
It's somewhere around, they're about the same. So if Pink Floyd isn't your thing.
I would go with that. That was one of my dad's favorite songs.
Yeah.
Like burn that album out.
He loved that.
Eh? Loved that song.
Was that the same album that had It's a Heartache?
No, I don't remember any of the other songs. It might have been.
That was her other big hit.
I was going to say, I really do remember Total Eclipse of the Heart for sure.
Yeah. That's a bathtub crier.
So everyone's traveling down to Niagara for 4 minutes of excitement. Sounds like a normal trip to Niagara Falls.
You know, there's a lot of people who just don't want anybody talking to them, and they don't want to talk until they've had a sip or a jug or a mug or a whole pot full of coffee down their gullet. Well, this is taking that to the next level. There's a thing called speech fasting, where people try to avoid talking until noon. Total silence, not even whispering. Because there's people who would like us to speech fast.
Sure, yeah. But they must be fun to be around.
Oh, yeah. And it's not a new idea, but it's going viral because some singer has been posting about it on social media. She's a singer, so it makes more sense as she says she's trying to take care of her instrument.
Yeah, rest her voice. I can get it.
Well, the second somebody calls their voice an instrument, they're immediately annoying, and I prefer they speech fast, quiet. There's also some science behind it. One study linked prolonged periods of silence with dramatically lowered blood pressure. Well, sure, because you're not getting in a fight with your spouse.
True.
It can help, also help reduce levels of stress. And in mice, it's been shown to promote brain growth.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it, except those that are still walking around going on about and letting everyone know that they're doing this. You know, if you want to be silent for the morning, then stay home and be silent in your own spot.
That whole don't speak to me till I've had my coffee is such an overused dramatic.
Right.
It's just so annoying. Oh, don't even look at me till I've had my coffee.
Right.
It's very annoying.
The day doesn't start. My mother was, you know, one like that. I just remember growing up, she was like, and not that she would don't speak to me until I've had my coffee. It was more like she needed her coffee every morning. And it's one of the reasons I didn't drink coffee, and I still don't. I just, every time I saw it, I was like, man, that seems like quite the hook. I'd rather not get involved.
Kind of like Caesar's at my house. Yeah. My parents would say, don't speak to me till I've had my first Caesar. I can't take it. Yeah. So speech fasting, it's something. I mean, listen, just sitting in silence sometimes is lovely. I'm fine with all of that.
That's right. Just don't rest your instrument. Yeah. And when you look at like the careers of some of the most successful singers, like rock bands of all times, they weren't protecting the instrument at all.
No. Although I guess you're seeing the effects of that in the likes of what's his name from Aerosmith now. I think.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Probably
Steven Tyler.
I mean, they're not saying he's done, but it's not looking good because they keep canceling and rescheduling all those shows.
I mean, well, he had a rasp to begin with, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the Jack Daniels. I remember when I first got into radio, and I mean, I think I still sound, you know, I don't have a classical radio voice. And so when I was young, when I was like 18, 17 and just starting to get into this business, I sounded like I was 8. And so I would ask people, because the older guys who worked in the station, they all had kind of their raspier, deeper voices. And I'd say, well, what do I do? And they'd say, smoke and drink Jack Daniels. This was their advice. 19.
And you took it.
And I went for it. The man on TikTok has a hotel hack for you. Don't leave your toothbrush out. You don't want the staff using your toothbrush to clean the bathroom.
Oh, my goodness.
Man says that he recently stayed at Mandalay Bay in Vegas, and the staff, he claims, used his toothbrush to clean the bathroom. He says as soon as he used his toothbrush, as soon as he stuck it in his mouth, he yanked it out. The brushes were all just crazy soft. All the outside brushes were pushed out, and the inside brushes were all over the place. It was very obvious. Says he complained, and the hotel was nasty to him about it. Ultimately, they offered him a $50 credit and a new toothbrush. He considers this a slap in the face. And suggesting, I guess, that the hotel in Vegas isn't buying his story.
Right.
Anyhow, he tells people, hide your toothbrush at hotels. And I tell you, we started this habit, going away for maybe a week to a resort, we wouldn't do this necessarily. But if we're only staying a night or two somewhere, we just leave the do not disturb sign. Like, I don't need you to come in and clean the room every day.
Yeah, when I check in, they usually ask, do you want housekeeping?
Right.
And in fact, if you say no, they often offer you, like a credit.
Oh, really?
Whether it be like a breakfast at the buffet or something like that, or in the restaurant, usually there's some sort of a thank you for saying no to the housekeeping.
Yeah, and I've always been one, if I've got my little toiletries bag, I'll keep my toothbrush and everything in there. I won't necessarily leave it sitting out on the counter.
Yeah, but if it's wet,
well, I won't shove it in there right away. But if, you know, I'm showering, I brush my teeth, I'm showering, I'm shaving, I'm getting dressed, by the time we're ready to do whatever, it's usually pretty dried out enough to go in. Cause mm-hmm. I just wrap it. I also just wrap it in a piece of toilet paper and stick it back in my bag if it's a little wet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know we used to have those plastic caps.
Yeah, the travel
cases. They get so gross. They're so gross. So, and you know, I just don't want them in there because what with all my sex toys and stuff.
Is that where you keep them?
I don't.
In your toiletries bag?
No, but it just mean I got them spread out all over the room.
Oh, right.
You know, like I was explaining with my beads the other day. And when I travel. And
I'm surprised you haven't brushed your teeth. Mistaken it for toothpaste at one point.
These are beads.
Well, not the beads. I mean the lubes and
the lubes. Oh,
the jellies you've got going on.
I go in dry.
Rock Mornings with Craig Venn and Lucky. 94.9 The Rock.